Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
So we've talked on this program before about how there's a shortage of airline pilots.
Yes.
Pilots and folks that run the controls. Well, there's a lot of people that are in the short category here, including electricians. Story out today about how electricians, essential workers, are in short supply right now. And some people think it's because of Biden's transition to electric cars and energy, which is creating a demand for more electricians, thus creating a shortage for a lot of other people when they need them. I'm reading this report here. It says electricians, the essential workers in the transition to renewable energy movement, are in increasingly short supply. They are needed to install electric car chargers, heat pumps, gear deemed essential to address climate change. So if you're having like an electrical fire at your house, sorry, the guy's probably going to be unavailable because he's putting in stuff for Biden's electric cars.
By the way, those chargers aren't exactly reliable. If you live in an apartment complex, I mean, I was reading this Boston Globe article recently where these electric car chargers are not reliable. Sometimes they go offline for weeks and it's unpredictable pricing, especially some of these electric vehicle chargers, these charging stations charge by the minute, which could prove to be unpredictable depending on how long it takes to charge your battery.
And man, we just had the whole house redone, the whole electrical system done like last year. That is an exhausting process. That is not a cheap process.
No.
And if you are somebody that's not quite sure what you want to do in terms of a career, man, become an electrician because you, one, will always be busy, and two, you will make a crap ton of money. I know this because I'm the dude that wrote the check.
Yeah, exactly. Hands-on trade schools are where people are making money right now. I'm writing a check for a driveway. I think you and I have similar checks we wrote recently. So,
dude, the Hammer House has been the money pit lately. Yeah. Remember that Tom Hanks movie where the bathtub falls through and he just sits there and laughs at it?
I love that movie. I watched it recently.
Between the electrical and the plumbing at Casa de Hammer, boy, you know, all that bonus money we earned for our ratings?
Nope.
Gone. Gonzo,
well, our
friend.
Driveway, I mean, look, I know you, how your house is the old school, like 50s, 60s, yeah. Right? Ours was built in 81, but it still had the original asphalt driveway, and it's literally crumbling. It's falling apart. We tried to have it resealed last summer, and the guy comes out, he's like, I'm not resealing this. this is useless. There's no, it would do more damage to it if I tried to use the resealer on this thing. So, yeah, we're dropping a ton of money. Hey, welcome to home ownership. I'm not complaining.
Right.
We live in the greatest country in the world, okay? I mean, but they are having problems in these kinds of industries. Like, we couldn't get on the schedule until June, I think.
He gave you the money pit excuse. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay.
So when you do find it, yeah. I mean, same with plumbing. Heating and plumbing, B&W Plumbing is the ones that my wife and I use. And Beth, the manager there, always talking about how they need more and will pay for schooling for HVAC.
Right. Poor Allison's over here like, can I go just a couple days without hearing about plumbing and toilets? Because she produces the Home and Garden Show on the weekend.
That's right.
Like, normally this is her escape. You know, we're going to come in here and we're going to have drinks and we're going to have fun. We got lewd nude dudes in the news. And today we're talking piping. We're talking electricians. And poor Allison's over here going, oh, my God.
And I just did a segment with Beth, so can't escape it.
I got this, and oh man, my wife keeps on me. I mean, every day we've got a leaky faucet in the bathroom downstairs. It's just drip, 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 and you have to turn the faucet just ever so slightly. And
then it'll
stop.
Right.
And then it'll stop. But she doesn't understand that. She doesn't want to take the time to die. I go, well, we're going to have to replace the whole faucet then, if that's the case. So we need to get very talented and adept to just, whenever we use the downstairs guest bathroom, just to turn that faucet ever so slightly so it'll stop dripping.
So I have questions.
Yes?
What was lovely Lindsay's response when you looked at her and said, you're doing it wrong?
not a positive one.
You don't know how to turn the faucet off. Okay. Next thing you know, we're buying a whole new faucet. I get it. It's the Hammer and Nigel show.